having talked with you about this quite a lot before, I know how much better it feels to be thinking about cash, how much my relationship with cash has really grown and developed. And, and I have thoughts about money sometimes, and that's when it kind of goes a bit wonky, but I'm getting more and more able to see that, those are opinions and just things about money. They're just things which are there, which are around, and I can turn my attention from them more. And as I was thinking about it earlier, I was actually listening to some from the previous series and thinking about relationships more. And just like money is just a relationship, really. It's just let it be what it is. Like that's just
Well,
to
yes,
just
no,
not try to make
that's
it anything else, just to, just to be what it is, and that, and but give my attention to what I want, which is cash.
exactly right. And one of the things that we think is very, very interesting in that analysis and that analogy is that when you say that it's like a relationship, it's money is when you're talking about your husband, your partner, that guy over there. And cash is when you're talking about how you feel in his presence
Yeah.
and how you intend to have your experience of the relationship that you have with him, the part that has to do with you, how you feel, how you think,
Yeah.
how you intend, how you expand, and how you experience. And so money is like that guy over there that's sitting in that chair over there. That is unfathomable. The husband problem, the partner problem that can't ever seem to be solved. Because there is no husband problem. There is no partner problem. There's no money problem. These are all just things that they're just circles that you go around and around. It's the demented carousel again. You just go around and around and around and you never get off because it never stops. Because it doesn't do anything. It just goes in a circle. And it feels pretty awful. But when you sit and you feel what it feels like, even when you don't like, and see, the interesting thing is, again, we want to emphasize this again. You said my relationship with cash has improved, has grown. Yes, but it expanded from a really good place. He was already in a good place. And that's the really interesting thing is that when you think about, for example, your partner, and you think about how it is you feel in his presence when you're really paying attention to him, you like him a lot. When you're not thinking about the husbandness of him or the partnerness of him or the past or the future, when you just are in his presence, even when he does something that irritates you, you enjoy having him there, being with him. You see what we're saying? And the same thing is
Yeah,
true with cash. You enjoy, if you take out a 20 € note or a 50 and you lay it on the table and you look at it squarely, you look right at it and you look at it and you see what it is, you like having it. And you can probably also feel all the different opinions like you could with your partner. You can feel all the different opinions you have about what you should have done and what you might do and what you could have done and all these things that have nothing to do with the present moment.
Most of them don't come from me at all. Those are societal things,
Right.
cultural things, society things. They're not actually, most of them aren't mine.
Well, and that's what,
The ones that
now
I've
we're.
developed in myself.
Indeed. Indeed. And that's the best part. If you really will notice, in all the things that we've talked about, what happens when you externalize an issue. So if you recognize, most of the problems that you have with money have to do with society and culture. That means this is actually a very, very easy thing because they're not deeply internalized. Your relationship with cash is in a really good place. Your relationship with money has most to do with society and culture and what other people are telling you, which means that what you've done, whether you recognize that you did it or not, what you have at this moment, what's in that room is basically television screens. Right? Well, you can leave the room and you won't hear them anymore. You just close the door and it doesn't matter. And now you're in your own room with the things that you like. Do you see how easy that is? This is
not
a problem that has to be solved that is difficult. It is actually a very, very easy thing. And anytime you get confused, you just pull out, you know, a coin and look at it. And remember, oh yes, this is what this is about. It's what I have. You know, like we've suggested before, when you are having difficulties with your partner, look at him in the eyes or watch his face and pay attention to the things. Look at his hands or look at his shoulders or whatever, and pay attention to the things about him that you like.
Yeah.
And he can be going blah, 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 whatever it is that he's doing, or just sitting there sulking. And you still won't, you'll begin to say, yeah, I see that, but what I really see is even when he's sulking, his eyes still twinkle.
Mm-mm.
Like that. Even when I feel like I don't have enough money, I can still take out a euro coin and look at it and say, but I have this. But I'm not doing anything in particular right now, so this is plenty. Logically, it doesn't get you out there doing anything to fix, figure out, make, improve, or manipulate, right? So it doesn't look like it does anything, but the vibrational shift can be profound. And of course, the more you practice it, the easier it gets, and the easier it gets, the more you do it, and the more you do it, it does begin to feel like it has a very powerful impact indeed. You see that?
Yeah, I do. I do, yeah. Yeah, and how easy it is. Yeah, thank you.
And we thank you. Very, very powerful and very, very delicious indeed.